Part 6. Exhortations to Humility. Extracts from the Letters of St. Francis de Sales. The great St. Paul says in the second chapter of his epistle to the Philippians, "Your attitude must be that of Christ." But do you want to know in what St. Paul would have us of one mind with him? It is in his abasement. He lowered himself. He humbled himself. He renounced himself. We must do the same, lowering ourselves to our nothingness, exercising ourselves in the continual mortification of our self-love. Let us love so much him who died to manifest to us the greatness of his love. Let us be very happy in order to manifest our love for him, to make ourselves like him in his abjection and in his sufferings. Refuse nothing, no matter how painful. Remain, I beseech you, at the foot of the cross, only too happy if a few drops of this balm, distilled on all sides, fall on your heart, and if you can, gather some of the lowly herbs which grow close beside it. Trust in the merits of the Most Blessed Virgin, our glorious Mistress, and do not doubt that she will assist you very particularly if you strive for humility and simplicity of heart. In this regard, I beseech you with all my heart to exercise yourself faithfully in holy humility, so that one day your soul may be wholly God's. Keep joyful, since there is no true joy in this mortal life other than of finding oneself on the surest path to immortal joy. Be always very little, and make yourselves smaller every day in your own eyes. O God, what great grandeur is this littleness! Lower yourself to those acts which, exteriorly, seem of less worth, when you know that God wills it, for it does not matter in what way God's will be done, whether it be by lofty or lowly actions. Animate your courage continually, and animate your desire to be humble with trust in God, so that your courage may be humble and your humility courageous. Do not be too eager, and do not multiply desires for actions which are impossible for you to perform. Advance steadily but gently. If our good God makes you run, he will dilate your heart. Do not depart in the least from holy humility. Be gentle and yielding as a dove. Do not be quick to speak, but answer humbly and sweetly. Say much by keeping silent through modesty and consideration for others. Lastly, I wish for you, above all perfections, that of humility. I esteem you more with more humility and fewer of other perfections than with more of other perfections and less humility. You will sometimes see a person who has the devotion of asking God in all her prayers for that humility which causes the soul to have a low opinion of herself. All the more so, she will say, because I am not humble. It is very good to ask for humility, for that should be the dearest of all virtues to us. Nevertheless, I tell you that this request you are making for humility is not good. You want to know and to feel that you are humble, but it is that which you must not ask for nor desire, for that is not required for perfection. We never know our own perfection, for the same thing happens to us as those sailing the seas. They do not know whether they are making headway, but the master pilot knows. Those who have true humility neither see nor feel this virtue in themselves. I have told you many things which will seem hard to you when you consider them. But believe me, they will be sweeter than sugar and honey when you practice them. O blessed are the souls who, in this life, exercise themselves in humility, for they shall be exalted in heaven. That is why, to end this discourse, I exhort you to exercise yourselves faithfully in the practice of this virtue, for through it you will receive very great graces in this life, and shall attain the eternal glory to which the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are leading you. Amen.